We are joined by an International Fellow of American Psychiatric Association, former President of the Philippine Psychiatric Association, and the spokesperson of the Mental Health Bill, Dr. Edgardo Tolentino. So first thing first, can you tell us about this advocacy for a Mental Health Act in the Philippines?
Yes, and thank you for inviting us. Through the Philippine Psychiatric Association, we have been advocating for a Mental Health Act for the Philippines. The Philippines still remains as one of the few countries in the region without a national mental health law. Now, any mental health law is based on the basic Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. However, the truth is people with mental disabilities all over the world will experience some form of human rights violation, stigma, which is always there, and discrimination. However, reviewing all the laws in the Philippines show us that issues related to mental health are touched upon by some codes, some rules and regulations, and some procedures. However, there is no single legislation which addresses mental health as a primary topic.
We can see that culture has an impact in pathologizing certain set of behaviors. My question is, because Filipinos are known to be resilient, religious, and happy individuals, could it be the reason why for the longest time this issue has been taken for granted?
Well, I'd like to answer that with returning the question, is it really more fun in the Philippines? Are we Filipinos one of the happiest people in the world? Well, let's put it in terms of hard facts or data. There was a study in 2006 conducted by the Department of Health, and this looked into government employees who are supposedly normal. So meaning from different agencies of government, like Department of Justice, Department of Education, Department of Health, and so on and so forth, within the National Capital Region. And this revealed, surprisingly, that amongst these supposedly normal individuals, 32%, that's a third, have experienced a mental health problem within their lifetime. And then another study, it was a WHO 2011 study, the Global School-Based Health Survey, showed that 16% of students between 13 to 15 years old within that range have ever seriously considered attempting suicide during the past year, while another 13% have actually attempted suicide one or more times during the past year. In fact, the incidence of suicide in males increased several hundredfold, from just 0.23 to now 3.59 per 100,000 between the years 1984 to 2005, while the rates rose from 0.12 to 1.09 per 100,000 amongst females. In a study by Redaniel et al., 2011. Also, practically one per 100 households or 0.7% has a member of the family with a mental disability. And intentional self-harm is now the ninth leading cause of death amongst those who are 20 to 24 years old, which is the ages where they start becoming productive and helping families and as well as nation building. Yet with such big problem, we have only officially over 500 psychiatrists, over 1,000 nurses who work in psychiatric care, and even less number of general practitioners trained on early assessment and management of common mental health problems in the community, even fewer addiction specialists, psychologists, OTs or occupational therapists, guidance counselors, and social workers who are really extremely inadequate to meet the mental health needs of over 100 million Filipinos by now. There are actually only two major mental hospitals in the country, 46 outpatient facilities, 4-day treatment facilities, 19 community-based psychiatric inpatient facilities, and 15 community residential or custodial home care facilities for the whole country. And the only mental hospital in the National Capital Region houses 4,200 beds, while almost all mental health facilities are located in major cities. Mm-hmm. So you could see there is a dearth of resources to address the vast problem in mental health in the country.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, I have a question. If you just know this, what portion or how big is the budget for the mental health in the Philippines?
It started off with 0.01% of the DOH's budget. Mm-hmm. That may have been like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That has improved. However, it's still, depending on who's sitting as the Secretary of Health, if they prioritize mental health, then there's a little more budget. If it isn't a priority, not only is the budget cut, but mental health has been known to be thrown from just a little office within one of the jail hospitals in the National Capital Region, mm-hmm. to being within the office of the Secretary of Health. It really depends who the Secretary is, mm-hmm. and how they see mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bengzon, soon after President Cory Aquino was put in office, and she actually, the former President Aquino, mm-hmm. saw in disgust how mentally ill patients were treated in one of the provincial hospitals. And so she instructed her Secretary of Health then, Dr. Alfredo Bengzon, to form a project team for mental health,
mm-hmm.
Which became the National Program for Mental Health. They developed the first mental health program that was, I think, in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone a long way, but since then, it has been like a traveling Jew, the mental health unit. As I mentioned, there was a Secretary of Health who didn't see it as important at all,
mm-hmm.
and even removed it from the central office and threw it in one of the little offices in a particular hospital, jail hospital. Mm-hmm. Now it's back, but it's just an office under the non-communicable diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they are just, in fairness to the new government, yeah, the current Secretary of Health has in fact stated that she will prioritize mental health concerns with Secretary Obiang.
I think that we have a very limited perception of or definition of mental disorder, that we only think that mental disorder is more of like if you have hallucinations or delusions, and not necessarily if you have anxiety or right. depression. Like Filipinos don't recognize that. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Filipinos would usually look at mental illness as those who are in quote unquote baliw.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, which is very, very common. In that particular study that I mentioned, where 32% of government employees do have mental health problems, number one amongst those mental health problems was phobias and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was actually alcohol abuse, surprisingly, because we're not even a cold country. And number three was depression.
Mm-hmm.
So nowhere there would there be psychosis. In fact, those are the top three major problems. And yet we simply see mental ill health or mental illness as usually pertaining only to the psychotics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In taong grasa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is graphically portrayed as mental illness, unfortunately.
To support the Mental Health Act,
log on to mhactnow.org. Once you click that, if we could ask you to click on support the petition by just writing your name, click the I support the bill button, and just write your email address. It goes directly to change.org.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.